My name is Lindsay Erb Sharkey. I'm the Director of Industry Relations for the U.S. Grains Council.
All right, Lindsay, we're going to talk about the Export Exchange coming up next month in Seattle. And this is, I guess, the fourth Export Exchange, but the third time it was actually called the Export Exchange, held every 2 years. And it's a partnership between the Grains Council and the Renewable Fuels Association. So what I'd like you to do is just tell me a little bit about this conference, why it's so important for the Grains Council to do this and to partner with RFA on it.
Export Exchange is a really important conference. It's a conference we do every other year. We do it in partnership with the Renewable Fuels Association. And, you know, essentially what we're trying to do is bring buyer and seller together. The goal of the conference is to get answers, make contacts, and build business. Our partnership with the Renewable Fuels Association is really important because I think it kind of brings together all sides of the process. So we've got RFA, who represents a lot of the plants, a lot of the domestic production, teaming up with the Grains Council, who has offices, 10 offices throughout the world. We have extensive contacts and DDGS buyers. And it's just it's a great partnership. It brings both sides together. Like I said, it brings buyer and seller together. And that's the ultimate goal of Export Exchange. We bring almost 200 participants in, international buyers. So 200 international buyers are brought into the meeting. We have buyers coming from more than 30 countries, and they're buyers of coarse grains and co-products, and in particular DDGS.
And we've seen a tremendous increase in exports of DDGS in the time that the Export Exchange has been going on, and it continues to be an important export market for the United States, particularly for ethanol producers. Tell me about some of the countries that will be there and why they're interested in DDGS for livestock feed.
So we've got kind of some of our major customers, you know, companies coming from Mexico, from Canada, from Japan. You know, these are customers kind of throughout the coarse grains chain, and they also use DDGS. We've also got customers that are a little more new to the market, a lot of companies from Southeast Asia. We have companies from areas like Peru, which is looking at DDGs more recently. Also, parts of North Africa and the Middle East are taking a really close look at DDGS. So we've kind of mixed those who have been buying DDGs for a long time, who are going to be looking to meet with their suppliers, and also companies that are looking to find suppliers and learn more. You know, the conference includes things like a DDG supply and demand. It also includes a presentation from a nutritionist, from Dr. Harold Tilstra, on how that product has evolved. You know, certainly with oil extraction, we the Grains Council, have worked really hard to keep buyers and end users kind of up to date with the newest processes and the newest kind of expectations for what that product is going to look like.
Well, one aspect of the Export Exchange is an exhibit hall. Just tell me a little bit about the exhibitors that will be there at the exchange.
So we do an expo area or an exhibit hall, and it actually is a benefit of sponsorship. So it's pretty small. You know, we the Grains Council and the Renewable Fuels Association think that it really benefits the process to keep it pretty small. So it's about 30 booths. It's all of the sponsors. It's a lot of merchandising companies that are looking to have an opportunity and kind of a place to meet with their potential customers or their current customers. We spend a lot of time and really encourage that networking in the exhibit area. And like I said, we keep it at about 30 booths. So it's all of the generous sponsors that make Export Exchange possible.
And you went through some of the program, but there's a pretty impressive agenda that you've got here for our buyers that are coming in from other countries. Tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you'll be telling them about during the Export Exchange.
So our keynote is Curtis Jones, who's the Global Director of Economic Analysis for Bunge. And Curtis is going to be kind of addressing those broader challenges and opportunities in global agriculture. And certainly that landscape is continuing to evolve. So we're excited about that. This year, new to the program is a transportation panel. We have both a representative from Lauritzen Bulkers and also from Maersk Line, who are going to kind of address both sides of how to do that. So we're looking at vessels and containers. So we've got a really exciting panel, very high-level panel for that. Another area that's new for us this year is a session on financial markets. So Terry Barr with CoBank is going to be discussing kind of the transition in agriculture and global financial markets, so interest rates, risk appetite, things like that, and how that affects the trade. And finally, we are going to be having a session that addresses Howard Ming from CropLife is going to be addressing biotechnology. It's certainly in a hot issue right now all over the world, and it's something we are looking forward to hearing on from him.
Because you've got such a great program, I know that you're extending a special invitation to the media to attend. Tell me why you think that agricultural media should attend this event and what you offer for them there.
So we do have a media opportunity. We are also involving not only U.S. media, but international media as well. So some of the trade teams are going to have international media attending. You know, it's always great to make sure that we're able to tell this story. And also this event, again, it's a networking event, so it's always good. It kind of brings a energy. There's an energy with seeing that type of networking, buyer and seller. It's just a great energy. It's a good story to tell. It's certainly a cornerstone project for the Grains Council, or program for the U.S. Grains Council, and we would encourage both domestic and international media to attend.
And again, that event is coming up October 20th through the 22nd in Seattle. And if people want to find out more information, where should they go, Lindsay?
They should go to our website. It is www.exportexchange.org.
And you can still register for that, and we would highly encourage you to attend. Thank you very much, Lindsay.